Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Whenever I've asked you, how's life, you've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Those are my Brain Trust members congratulating us on our 20th anniversary. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We've got a great new friend here, Sean Worthington, who's going to become an old friend. He's still got a lot to teach us. He's the author of a new book called Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency. Folks, this is an eye-opener book. This is an important book. You need to read this book. It's in plain English. And Sean, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book. I know it's available in e-form on Amazon right now. You want to give us another website, how we can find you?
Sure. You can actually get it for free if you sign up for a newsletter on digitalfrontiernews.com, and we give you 5 free cloud coins so you can experience this digital money.
Digitalfrontiernews.com?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so check that out. So Sean, I believe, and I said this earlier, and I want you to talk about this a little bit. I believe that the technology behind the cryptocurrency is going to overtake cryptocurrency. I think people will start using it in other applications. It will catch on and take the lead over the currency, because there's going to be so much pushback by the SEC, by the U.S. government, by other governments. I think that the technology will lead the way for cryptocurrency, and in time the currencies will catch up with it, and then they'll become one again. What do you think about that?
You're right, but you know, as a computer scientist, I've also recognized that there's other data structures that are like the blockchain that we haven't discovered yet.
Well, notice I didn't say blockchain. I said crypto. I said the technology behind it. Mm-hmm. I'm including your technology, which is pretty interesting.
So, yeah, I think we're going to see an explosion of these types of things, and it's really going to change our world. And it's going to be able to give us trust in each other without institutions, without relying on government. And that's going to be much more efficient, number one. It's going to be much more faster. And it's really going to be transformative as far as the economy and our civilization goes.
Now, Cloudcoin is a cryptocurrency on a different platform than blockchain, isn't it?
That's right. It uses something called RADA, which is the Redundant Array of Independent Detection Agents. And it does not track all of the transactions that happen like the blockchain does. Instead, it just checks to see if the money is authentic or not, or if it's counterfeit.
But if someone steals it, if someone tries to steal it from me, and they mm-hmm. don't, and they, or they just claim to own it, then yours may tell them that it's real, but it might not tell the somebody that it's been stolen. Whereas the blockchain would, right?
Well, no. Unfortunately, we have not been able to figure out how to make money that cannot be stolen
right
yet. And so both Bitcoin and Cloudcoin can be stolen. With regular money, when you pull a dollar bill out of your wallet, people assume that that's yours because you physically have it. And if
right
somebody can get a hold of it and they have it, then they are the owner. With Cloudcoin, it's whoever knows the money. And so it's a file with a bunch of passwords in it, basically passports that go
right
to all these different clouds around the world. And if you know those passwords, then you're the owner. But if somebody can steal those passwords, and they can be the owner as well.
In the turn of the 20th century, there was like 2,000 or 3,000. It was ridiculous. 2,000 or 3,000 automobile manufacturers. Do you know that? I mean,
yeah.
I've forgotten the exact number, but it was a ridiculous
uh-huh
number of automobile manufacturers. By
mm-hmm.
you know, by 1930, there were probably 5 or 6.
Yeah.
There are lots of different cryptocurrencies right now. In 5 years, how many will there be?
I think there'll be 3.
Bitcoin and what
as much
else?
As them. So I definitely think the one's going to be Cloudcoin.
Yeah.
But, we're still going to see PayPal.
So you think you're putting PayPal in a category with Bitcoin?
Yeah, PayPal is just a private ledger.
It's just a processor, though. It doesn't own any. It doesn't. Well, I mean, how is PayPal different from MasterCard?
Well, MasterCard does not have the same type of a ledger system as PayPal. PayPal is actually pretty revolutionary.
All right, I got to wrap it up, and I want to get you back again real soon. Quick answer to this question: Well, Bitcoin is Bitcoin a bubble right now? Is it going to crash?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Sean, thank you for being here. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love to.
Beyond Bitcoin, ladies and gentlemen, by Sean Worthington. Check that out. You'll be glad you did. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.